Okay, so get this. We might be entering a future where going to the dentist isn't just about, your teeth, but also about your brain.
Intriguing, right.
For sure. You sent us this research about a toothbrush that can supposedly detect signs of Alzheimer's, and, well, we just had to dive into this.
I can see why. It really highlights how interconnected our mouths are to our overall health, something we're only just now starting to understand.
So we're talking about this Internet of Things toothbrush, meaning it can actually connect to the internet, right? And it comes from a team at Keio University over in Japan.
Right.
Apparently, it's being designed to detect early warning signs of Alzheimer's, which, as you know, is a pretty big deal, affects millions.
Millions and millions, yeah.
But before we get into how this thing even works, can you give us a little science lesson? What's the connection between our mouths and our brains?
Well, researchers are looking a lot at this bacteria, P. gingivalis. It's the one that causes gum disease, right?
Okay, right.
And studies are showing a possible link between P. gingivalis and Alzheimer's.
Hold on. How can something in my mouth actually end up affecting my brain?
So P. gingivalis releases these toxins called gingipanes. And these gingipanes, get this, they can travel through your bloodstream from your gums to the brain.
No way.
Yeah, and once those gingipanes reach the brain, that's when they can cause damage.
Damage how?
They can trigger inflammation, even contribute to the buildup of amyloid plaques, which, that's one of the big things they look for with Alzheimer's.
Right. So these gingipanes, they're like the main villains here, potentially messing with our brains.
It seems that way, yeah. Although, gotta add, the research is still ongoing, so it's not 100% certain yet the link between P. gingivalis and Alzheimer's. But the findings are definitely,
Worth paying attention to.
Yeah, exactly.
So is that where this super high-tech toothbrush comes in? Like what, an early warning system for these, what were they called?
Gingipanes.
Gingipanes, right.
Yeah, so instead of having to go to the dentist, doing expensive and time-consuming tests,
Right.
this toothbrush could give you a heads up just by, well, brushing.
Okay, but how does it even work? I mean, can a toothbrush really detect like microscopic bacteria?
Well, they've got some smart engineering behind it. So as you're brushing, right, it collects a tiny bit of your saliva.
Okay.
And if there are any of those bad bacteria present, it can basically make tons of copies of their DNA, which makes it easier to find them. Then they use a simple indicator to show the results, kind of like those,
Like a pregnancy test.
Exactly. Like a pregnancy
So
test.
what, a little red light starts flashing on the toothbrush if it finds something?
Something like that, yeah. Plus, this data can all go to the cloud,
Yeah.
be analyzed, and even sent to your doctor. It's like constant monitoring of your oral health.
Hold on, so it's cleaning my teeth and talking to my doctor. This is
No.
getting futuristic.
It is, isn't it? But it's more than just that. It can also track how long you brush for, how often, all that. It's about building a full picture of your oral health, over time. Preventative care. That's the idea.
Okay, sounds amazing, but let's be real. There have got to be some downsides, right? What are the challenges for this type of technology?
Well, yeah, of course. It's like anything new, right?
Yeah.
It's not like perfect.
Right. Let's get into that. What kind of challenges might stand in the way of this technology really taking off?
Well, I think one thing to think about is the cost, right? Those indicator strips, the ones that are like a,
The pregnancy test things?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Those would have to be replaced pretty often. Could get pricey after a while.
So like printer ink, always got to get those refills.
Exactly.
Okay. But besides the cost, are there any other downsides? Like how accurate is it really?
Right. And that's a good point. They've said themselves, this research team, that a bunch of things could mess with the readings, like what you eat, how well you normally brush,
Yeah.
all that. So it's not like 100% that, that this is it. This is the diagnosis.
More like, maybe we should look into this further.
Yeah, like a starting point.
Yeah.
A reason to go talk to your doctor, not a replacement for actually going.
Got it. And we should probably remind everyone, this is all still very much research, right? It's not like I can go online right now and buy one of these
Oh,
toothbrushes.
definitely not. They're still working out the kinks. Actually, right now, they're just testing it out on saliva and toothpaste samples just to see how different things affect the accuracy.
So yeah, still a ways to go before it's ready for the public.
Totally. Plus, there's the whole data privacy thing, right? We're talking about like your health information
Oh, right, yeah.
being collected, potentially shared. So making sure that data is, handled responsibly. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, no one's going to want a toothbrush that's like broadcasting their health info to the world.
Exactly. That has to be ironclad.
Okay, so we've talked about the science, we've talked about the technology, we've talked about some of the challenges, but what about the research itself, this Keio University study? What's interesting about that to you?
Well, I think for me, it's fascinating how much we're learning, how complex this link is between oral bacteria and Alzheimer's.
And they're really making progress.
It seems like it, yeah. I mean, it's early, but the fact that they've actually built a prototype, that they're getting good results from these early tests, I mean, that's a big deal. It shows it might actually have potential to, you know, get out of the lab one day.
Right. I guess even if this particular toothbrush never actually makes it to market, the research itself is super valuable.
Oh, without a doubt. It's like a whole new way of thinking about, you know, how we diagnose diseases early, how we prevent them, and the idea of using something you use every day to track your health.
Yeah.
That could really change things.
So you're saying this toothbrush could be just the beginning. So we're talking about a future where, like, our houses are keeping us healthy.
In a way, yeah. It's about personalized health, right? Being proactive.
Yeah.
So instead of waiting till you're sick,
you
have these systems, these devices that are always looking out for you, catching things early.
So, like, catching those diseases when they're easier to treat.
Exactly.
Wow. It's like your daily routine becomes a health checkup.
Yeah. And that's powerful, right? Because it puts you in control. You're not just, you know, you're not just going to the doctor when something's wrong. You're part of it.
Right. So, okay. Someone's listening to this right now, brushing their teeth.
Hopefully.
With a regular old toothbrush, right? What does all this mean for them?
I think it means healthcare is changing, you see. We're not just reacting anymore. We're going to be monitoring our health all the time. And tech, like this toothbrush.
Right.
That's how we're going to do it.
A future with a lot of possibilities.
Tons of possibilities.
Okay. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for joining us today.
Anytime. Always love talking about this stuff.
And to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What everyday object would you transform into a health monitoring device? Let us know because, hey, you never know. Maybe your idea will be the next big thing in preventative healthcare. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep brushing.